Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and we are on the road to Money in the Bank. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everybody?
It's going good. Repping the Wolfpack t-shirt here today.
Sure am.
And Scott Hall or Kevin Nash?
Conan.
Oh, God.
The K-O-N-N-A-N.
Odele. All right. Sitting across from him, the always dapper, we call him these days, Robert Tubel. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going just great out here being double champ with my beautiful NXT championship and the Undisputed championship.
Life's good on top here.
Oh, yeah. Life's great up here.
Yeah, you've really upgraded everything. Like, you look like Triple H circa Evolution.
He's cosplaying Triple H from those old, like, Evolution vignettes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't quite have the long flowing locks.
But, like, that's the exact same suit. Like, is everything... Is that a Rolex? What are you wearing?
It's the new Galaxy smartwatch.
It's a Folex. All right. And also in the room, to the right, wearing the Brahma Bull gear, Jared Moe, baby!
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. It's been a little while. Yes, it's going to be fun. A lot of stuff's going on these days. I watched Impact recently, you guys.
And what a mistake.
And, oh, it's not great. It was because Cody Rhodes pulled it. He downloaded Pluto TV, apparently. That's a thing.
Oh, it's a reach.
No, they're on Pluto and what else? They're on Twitch.
Pluto TV, I'm pretty sure, is just like a cable streaming service that just streams the Twitch channel.
Oh, is that what
I'm pretty
it is?
Sure if you're watching the Impact Twitch channel on Twitch and watching it on Pluto TV, you're seeing the same thing.
See, so like I said, I did not go looking for it, but I found Impact. It was just on at my house, so we watched it, and it's there. Johnny Impact's doing stuff. It's the only thing I really care about.
Impact has abs.
Yeah, he does. He's got a stable going on, I think. His wife, Taya Valkyrie, I believe is her name.
Yes. Yep.
And then he's got an official in his back pocket, which I really enjoy.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. Not to be confused with referee Slick Johnson, right?
I miss referee Slick Johnson.
Referee in shorts, how could he?
Yeah.
That's a big taboo. You don't do that.
He's
going to have your testicles falling out. That's what's going to happen.
I had a high school gym teacher that looked just like referee Slick Johnson.
That explains a lot.
I showed him a picture of him. He's like, that does look like me.
Did he make you call him Slick Johnson as well?
The litigation is still in process.
Okay.
So
he's sworn to secrecy
not allowed to discuss it.
But this is pretty much what happens when you talk about Impact Wrestling here. Like, it's nothing worth
way
noting.
Way off the rails.
Yeah. I watched Ring of Honor 2 recently. You were here for that.
I was here for that.
And
you don't like indie wrestling.
I really don't. I try to keep track of the top 2 wrestling brands at all times, which means I'm always following the WWE. And at one time, I was following Impact a lot. Right now, it's Ring of Honor. It very well could end up being AEW when they finally start.
I think it would be.
If they get a network, that's a big if. Because apparently they did, and then they didn't. And then they said, we don't need one. And now I'm like, then how am I going to watch it? So get back to me. Get back to me, you guys. So we can talk about the real wrestling now and go into WWE.
The real wrestling.
Yes. You heard me.
I did hear you.
Monday Night Raw. The Revival. How are they doing on there, you guys? Huh?
Oh, dear Lord.
You guys like that segment?
Apparently I missed this because, you know.
Yeah, no, there was a segment with the top little guys, and the Usos were on, like, candid camera, and they brought their... They were all like, check this out. And it was... Wilder shaving Dawson's back.
Wow.
And then there was shave your back. Shave your back. That was the chant ringing out throughout arenas.
I haven't heard that since A-Train was wrestling.
Yes.
Not our A-Train.
Yeah.
The A-Train.
Maybe
him too.
But yeah, it was really bad. So what was worse? The back shave or Lashley sisters?
Well, hang on. I don't know. That's hard.
I know.
I didn't see the best it'd be hard to be worse than the last.
Tweet your answer at me. I'm at Trebuchet LOL.
It was a pretty bad segment. Now, here's the thing. So as of, I think, like 2 weeks ago, WWE offered the Revival huge contracts to stay.
Yeah.
And they haven't signed them, and it doesn't sound like they're going to.
Okay.
So WWE's just trying to humiliate them now.
Oh.
$500,000 a year is what I'd heard.
For 5 years.
Yep. Like, per year, you mean?
Yeah.
Not a bad gig right there.
No, it sounds like they don't want to do it. So they...
Came over
those.
Bye.
Yeah. You were saying?
That basically WWE doesn't want to sign the Revival doesn't want to sign the contracts. So WWE's like, oh, you don't want to sign our contracts? We're just going to humiliate you until you're fired.
Okay. So that's what's going on right now. Why are you so mad?
About everything.
Why are you so mad?
Don't you ultimately like the Revival?
I do like the Revival.
I do too.
I think that... Yeah. I mean, honestly...
Which was worse, the Revival back shave or Lashley Sisters? You weren't in the room when I asked that already. I've yet to get an answer.
I heard it. Man, Lashley's Sisters was really bad.
I know. That's why that's the bar.
My thing is that I wouldn't be surprised because it sounds like this is a harboring of things to come that they're going to keep trying to humiliate the Revival. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they just quit. Like, if they just like, all right, we're not going to let you. Like, here's the thing. If they're not planning on re-signing, my guess is if they don't re-sign, they're not going to be welcome back in WWE for a while anyway.
Yeah.
No. Why not just burn the bridge? Like, I'm not gonna let you.
Like,
I'm not gonna let you.
That chick that just jumped out of the ring.
Gail Kim. Yeah. Just like, I don't want to do this. Like, they can go home.
They can
and ride out their contracts.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if they do that. They still get paid. Like, isn't that a breach of contract?
They probably will get. They probably will only get their downside guarantee. But then again, like, if they've only got, like, 2 months left on their contract, they're worth more money if they don't get made into whatever WWE is going to make them into.
Maybe, maybe not. You don't know what they'd be spending money on. You don't know what they got going on.
True.
Chick razors, apparently.
Toddler clothes are expensive, Chad. So, what else happened on there? Becky Two Belts was on there. She's indeed getting into it with
Lacey Evans.
Oh, baby. I'm a big fan of her.
Yep.
First time caller.
Former Marine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she like shoots guns and shit, doesn't she? Do I see that on her Twitter?
She's a badass chick. Mm. Yeah, she just does.
Yeah, she was military police, I think.
Okay. So, be nice to her. So, got that. Do you think she has a chance in hell of beating Becky?
I think she does.
Yeah, I think they're going to drop the Raw belt to Lacey.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
I mean, honestly, Lacey is one of the better standalone talents on Raw right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
what metric?
Over.
Yeah.
She is over.
Well, she is over. And
she's at least over.
And you
with
haven't
Vince.
Got to see it a lot, but she's... Very.
How many matches has she had in the main roster?
That's why I say you haven't got to see it a lot.
Has she had a match?
She had one match, I think.
Yeah. Okay, I'm like,
that's why I said you haven't got to see it a lot, but she's very talented in the ring.
I see the talent,
she
Robert.
Blew
let
up
me
in
tell
NXT,
you. yeah, because being good at NXT is automatically being good on the main roster, just as.
Actually, well, over half the time it's being better than the main roster, but that's a different debate.
Oh, that was exactly my point. It's just that being good on NXT is not an indication you'll be any good on the main roster.
Oh, no, it's not. Shinsuke Nakamura, Tyler Breeze. The Ascension.
The Ascension probably has to be the poster boy for that, right?
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, dude, they were like the coolest thing in NXT.
Be honest though, like most of the problem with NXT stars coming up is Vince gets control of writing and screws everybody over.
I don't think that's necessarily true. It's different. It's a larger scale. It's NXT. You got the one level. And it's much easier to get a gimmick over than, you know, you as an athlete over. Mm-hmm. Like, the Raw and SmackDown is a grander scale. There's more eyes on it. People are more critical of it. You're making more money. There's more pressure. Ask Lars Sullivan. The pressure was on. He didn't debut until recently because there's a lot riding on it. Everybody's working to get to the next level. And it's not the same translation, and they're not necessarily going to do what you did in NXT. That's the Viking experience.
Is that their name? Did they have the same name for 2 weeks in a row, finally?
No, they're the Viking Raiders, and it looks like it's
going to I'm waiting for them to be the Minnesota Vikings next week.
I hate that joke for a couple of reasons.
Why is that, Chad?
Fuck those names. Fuck the Minnesota Vikings. Fuck Clay Matthews. He was a Packer. Who's the fucking guy on the Vikings then?
Kirk Cousins?
Is that what I'm thinking? Is there like a real long haired piece of shit on the Vikings, or am I just.
I think.
Jared Allen?
Yeah,
that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Clay Matthews is the long haired piece of shit on the Packers.
I mean, but yeah, back on track real quick. I mean, Lacey can carry that Raw belt pretty well, I think. And sure, Becky having both belts is a really cool thing, it's a great accomplishment. But her being able to just focus on defending that SmackDown belt would be great, because we have Ember Moon on SmackDown now.
I mean, you're a big Ember Moon fan. I know that. I see a lot of potential in Ember Moon. Yeah. I've yet to see.
I don't
her kill it.
I don't think Becky's gonna hold the two belts for a while. For like a long time, but I think she will retain.
She's gonna retain both right now. She's losing momentum.
No, she definitely is, and I don't think she's. I don't think she's going to be double champion for much longer. I do think it would be very odd for her to lose both titles immediately.
Well, no,
or even one of them.
Well, that's
I think
why
she
I'm
retains both at Money in the Bank.
Because of the loss of momentum, that's why part of the reason why I think they're going to drop the Raw belt from her.
I think she's losing momentum because we're just left WrestleMania. This is the cool off.
I personally don't think
Kofi Kingston is losing momentum.
I think she's going to retain them both. I don't think, and if she is going to lose one, she will lose both. She's not, like, it's going to be all at once.
You think she'll lose both?
I do, too. Yeah, I do.
I feel
like she'll lose to Charlotte, and then she'll get, like, Money in the Bank cash in her. I don't think it's going to happen for a long time.
No,
I think it's going to be 4 or 5 months down the line.
That does seem like
here.
An interesting situation where she gets, like, destroyed in one match, loses one, and then Money in the Bank cash in for the other.
That's the way I would book it personally.
Seems like an interesting position. I think she's double retaining at Money in the Bank just because of all the two belts talk.
I think she's going to do it again at the next pay-per-view. She's going to be Becky Lynch. She's going to defend both titles and then do it again at the next pay-per-view.
Here's
the thing. She's losing momentum, but if she loses both her belts already, then you've just killed her momentum. Like, it's dwindling, mm-hmm. but if she loses one or both, you just go, all right, well, nice try, but, like, you don't give her any chance to build it back up. If Money in the Bank, she wrestles two good matches, wins both, she has the opportunity to gain momentum. If you take one of those titles off of her, she's going to lose a lot more momentum a lot faster.
Do you guys think Kofi's losing momentum?
I think
Seth is losing momentum?
I don't think Seth had momentum.
You don't think Seth had any
momentum? Seth Rollins, the Seth Brock match, I think was a fine match, but honestly, that program I didn't care a lot about. Paul Heyman was the only thing making that program work. I think Kofi Kingston is losing momentum, but it's after Mania. I don't think that you can maintain WrestleMania momentum post WrestleMania unless you're Stone
so
Cold
hot.
Tier
yeah,
talent.
Yeah, there's just not a lot going on with Seth. I mean, there's.
But honestly,
from what I'm recalling right now, there's like been like no build for like Seth and AJ to be feuding this hard.
Yeah,
so it's just like out of left field and doesn't make sense.
You know, AJ wants
the
title.
The top guy in SmackDown, and he came over.
Do you know what the best? You know what the best part of WWE's product this week was? How good the fucking weed was you had?
Oh, dude, that was so good. Oh my god, you're welcome. 3 claps for me, real quick. Get that real sticky, icky.
So, ooh-wee. Literally, I fell asleep during both Raw and SmackDown. Trying to watch it. The program isn't great, and there's just nothing interesting going on.
How are the ratings, Chad? We checked them.
So I haven't seen SmackDown's ratings. Raw had the worst non-football rating of the modern era. There are holidays that have done better ratings than this. The third hour of Raw did less than a 2.0.
It was the back shave, and then the contract signing was at the end.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to see it. They were done.
We got to be done with
it. If you wanted to see the contract signing when the back shave happened, you checked out. You're like, I don't need to sit through this crap.
The contract signing is main events needs to be done.
The back shave thing is insulting to wrestling fans' intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it comes across. The same with Lashley Sisters. That's why I compare it to it. These things are insulting. We're going to turn it off. This is why you're losing fans. It's not. It's
Don't
insult your
fan base. I don't think
they
shit on Vince McMahon as much as most people do. I think Vince McMahon is
like a lot of good stuff, man.
But sometimes he wants to get into that real. Ah, they're gonna shave their back, pal, and it's gonna be hilarious. It's not. It's not funny. No one wants to see that. Yeah,
it's like Vince seems to be trying to step more into the old ways recently.
Did you like this?
Like, the backstage thing, the Lash of the Sisters. Like, remember that segment a couple months back?
Drake Maverick pissing himself? I'd throw that in there.
Yeah,
that was really shitty.
The whole towel, or the whole clothing incident with Alexa Bliss backstage.
That was not in this category, Robert.
That was fine.
That was A++ TV.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Wow. I'm going to take a
lot. Take a lot, Batman, buddy. Wow.
That was good, wholesome television.
Who doesn't want to see Alexa Bliss's bare back?
I mean, look, Alexa Bliss being a fine-looking human being aside, let's be honest.
What point is there besides?
That is shades of the past that
it's
they
so,
throw away.
I think that you're those are two different points. There's hot women in less than PG situations, shades of the past, and there's a really immature humor, shades of the past. I think those are two different things that have happened. I think one is very welcome back and one is not. Now I'm gonna let you decide which is which. But yeah, I don't know, I don't get it. I think it's literally Vince just trying to humiliate the revival. Like they're playing politics with it, and the fan, your hardcore wrestling fans don't want to see that segment, and they don't want to see the revival humiliated.
I want to see the revival humiliated. I beg to differ.
Can you at least admit that you're kind of in the minority with that opinion?
I'm fighting.
All right,
here.
That's fair. So just the majority of like your hardcore wrestling fans don't want to see that.
That's fine. I'll hear that.
All right.
Not all.
So they don't want to see that. They don't want to see the stupid way they're doing it. They don't want to see them jobbing out to Hawkins and Ryder.
They don't want to see name changes for suited tag teams.
I find that fun. I don't hate that as much as you guys do.
I have
alter egos here, guys. Like I'm all about changing your name and your image. Like
this,
I will be Tribute King before the next podcast. Don't
this,
you worry about
is,
it.
Is this Joe or is this Tribute Shay? Is this Tribute Cat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tribute Cat.
Wow.
Fierce. Some would say he was perfect. I don't know. Some would say that. Oh, man.
Cat scratch fever.
But yeah, Raw's ratings were... Yeah, the third hour of Raw was below
2.0. Mm-hmm.
And there really wasn't anything like...
Baron Corbin was on the first couple hours of Raw. He was doing his damnedest to fucking keep us interested.
Yeah, Alexa Bliss didn't want to run through his numbers of achievements.
I was not a fan of
anybody else. You'd have been yelling at.
I know.
You're just like, do I yell at the woman I love or the man I love?
Why not both? That's what I said. So, KO and Kofi are on SmackDown. You want to talk about that? We want to go into SmackDown?
Sure, we'll go into SmackDown.
Since I feel like we touched everything on Raw that needed to be talked about.
I do remember now.
Rey Mysterio and Samoa Joe Heaven. I don't mind that feud.
I don't hate it.
No.
You like Dominic? Dominic's going to get got.
Joe is going to end up beating the shit out of Dominic.
Dominic's going to get got. They helped Ray. He helped Ray celebrate on Raw this past week. Joe's taking Dominic out.
So I don't know. I know you don't know who this is, but are you guys watching any NXT UK at all? Either of you? Is it just me? I don't think Eddie Guerrero is Dominic's father. And I don't think Rey Mysterio is Dominic's father. I think Walter is Dominic's father. He looks like Walter.
He does look
He's
like
got
Walter.
That same face.
I just want to see Dominic just slap.
Just chop the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. Just try to Walter chop Joe.
Chops him.
But no, I remember now who Roman faced in the 3-on-1. It was the B team and Elias.
No. Oh, yeah. No. Good. The B team.
I don't. I hate. I hate that we're. I hate that we're doing this. I hate Roman. We're doing Roman Reigns versus the Authority again.
Roman Reigns.
Did it work the last four times?
Roman Reigns.
It was so bad that last time. Roman got cancer.
Well,
wow. Sanger, just wanted at goat.
Yeah, just wanted to see. I'm in it to win it, motherfuckers.
I guess so. Going for the throat today, you guys. Send your hate mail to at goad. And to my left is at Showtime Schultz, everybody.
Oh, man. Bro, things went screeching all.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny. No, Roman is the biggest superstar on SmackDown right now, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't need to feud with the Authority. I agree with you on that.
No.
It's not going to get him over.
I don't understand why we don't just have Roman fight, like, the roster. Why don't we just have Roman fight for the WWE Championship?
Yeah. I mean, or, you know, like, I like, personally, I like Kofi having the championship. And when the New Day gets back, you know, I like the prospect of, you know, how many different angles they can take that and where it can go. So why not immediately put Joe against Joe? You know, Roman. Yeah, Roman's real name is Joe, my bad. Roman versus.
I was like, what? Joe. I'm so confused.
Roman versus Samoa Joe.
Well, Samoa Joe's on Raw.
Oh, right. Oh, it's Balor that's on.
Yeah, okay. I'd hear for the Intercontinental Championship. I could see Roman being that.
So we're getting Kevin Owens versus Kofi for the WWE title.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to be a fine match. I don't expect Kevin Owens to win.
No, that feud is fine. I don't hate
Who's in the Money in the Bank match this year? Who do we have for that?
Give me a sec.
There were
Ricochet's in it, I know that.
Ricochet,
Braun Strowman, Mustafa, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Finn Balor, Ali, Andrade, Randy Orton.
Okay. I think Baron Corbin's winning that Money in the Bank ladder match.
Oh, I hope so.
I think he's going to cash in on Seth.
You mean Grand Rapids' favorite son?
Hey, Grand Rapids' favorite son.
Hey, Robert, did you beat Kurt Angle in his final match at WrestleMania? Did you? Baron Corbin did.
Did you get either of those two belts for beating Kurt Angle in his farewell match? Because Baron Corbin did beat Kurt Angle in his farewell match. He's also a 2-time Golden Glove boxing champion.
He is.
But you know what happened last time Baron had the
former
briefcase?
General manager of Monday Night Raw.
Baron's one of the only people that have failed on the cash.
You're right, he did. And then he beat Kurt Angle in his farewell match at WrestleMania.
He did, absolutely.
Because Baron Corbin is a failure.
You know, John Cena also did not win his Money in the Bank cash-in, so he's in good company.
Yeah,
it's fine, you know.
He
ballot one Hall of Famer. The worst thing to happen ever.
But my point is more that I want Baron Corbin to win the Money in the Bank ladder match. I think him cashing in a Kofi would be a great heat for him, but I think he got to stay on Raw. I think what needs to happen is I think Roman Reigns needs to beat Kofi Kingston for the WWE title and just ride the heel heat that will give him, and boy will it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Just destroy him.
He will break him.
No, Roman is a badass. I believe Roman can be a badass.
Just have Roman make peace with the McMahons, fucking knock this Roman versus the Authority, quit trying to make Roman Reigns a babyface we all love, because we don't.
No, he's a badass.
Put him against Kofi Kingston, have him run Kofi over, win the title, and go, great, I killed Kofi Mania.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, they'll boo him for 15 minutes.
It'll
be just like when he beat The Undertaker.
Send him to SummerSlam, have him beat Kofi Kingston clean in 2 minutes. Don't give the fans the match they want. Give him 2 minutes, beat Kofi with a big old spear, have him come out Tuesday night on SmackDown and go, I killed Kofi Mania.
Oh, this is my yard now.
Yeah.
And just have him SmackDown.
Have him boo for 15 minutes. And they will.
They want to. They want to fucking go into it, dude. Like, they definitely want to hate Roman. Roman gets a reaction no matter what.
I don't think he's gonna get over his babyface. Roman Reigns beat cancer. I'm not even making a joke. This is me making a joke at this point. I have nothing to say. Roman Reigns had cancer, beat it, came back. We're already tired of him again. He got what, 6 weeks of a mild to moderate babyface pop for beating cancer,
and
we're
tired
of him.
You know, in
he's not going to be a babyface. It can't happen.
And you got to remember that was like in inclusion of the short reunion of the Shield.
Yeah, he has had the most just tailor made opportunities to be an over babyface, and he can't do it. Fans don't want it. They've rejected it. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same. It's the same thing with The Rock. Like when The Rock came out, smiling, being like, you know, hey, I'm, you know, the
Die Rocky, die.
Same exact thing. But,
Roman did that when he came back and announced that he is, you know, in remission or whatever. But for the most part, he's been like, you know, punching Vince McMahon in the face and being that badass character.
He's
but
fighting the authority doesn't make you a badass no, anymore.
Well, right. Stone Cold's the only one who could do it.
Even after Stone Cold, fighting the authority could make you a badass, but that's become such a trope now. That it, people overdone. Just see through it. It's just, they need that guy to be a babyface. Oh, he's just going to fight the McMahons.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, this is a big picture thing.
Oh, yeah.
We need to not have heel authority running the company anymore. Every wrestling company ever run by neutral to babyface parties. There were occasionally a heel, like, authority figure that you fought with, but the overall company was seen as a babyface or a neutral.
I'm with you, Chad.
Fans are tired of having a corrupt...
All right.
Because
you heard him here, guys. We want a new general manager every week. Let's do it.
That's what Chad Showtime Schultz wants.
Bob Barker, bring him back.
We tried that.
Steve-O, come on down here, fella. Yeah, the Muppets, we got this. I understand. That's exactly what I want.
We just need to bring back.
I got you. I'm here for it.
Hear me out. We need to bring back Mick Foley and everyone gets what they want.
I didn't say any of that.
I don't think Mick Foley wants to do it anymore. I don't feel like he wants to work for Vince. Otherwise, he would. Because the travel's rough. Vince likes to cuss a lot. I know Foley doesn't like that. And if you're working directly with Vince, God damn it. Better listen to me, pal. Son of a bitch. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the cussing. I wasn't calling you that. Jeez,
I did not say I wanted the guest GM's back. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
You totally said that.
That's not what I said.
That's not what I heard.
We'll get Michael Cole running the mysterious computer again.
Stop it! I didn't say that!
We need anonymous SmackDown GM. That's what we need. We did it on Raw. It worked. Bring back the swaggle.
I said none of that. I didn't want
hey,
that.
Hey, player.
Dude, bring Teddy Long back. I'm all blue with that. I can take Teddy Long back.
Somebody call my mama. Let's make him the GM.
Burris the Cat Miller?
I want it.
Is he still alive?
I hope so. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if he is. I don't know if he isn't either.
Disqualified.
Oh, the Kentucky Derby's going under review? Why is he not allowed to?
They're disqualified. It must have gone inside that line that they were supposed to. Sorry. moving on. This is a wrestling.
The Kentucky Derby is going on during this. It is May 4th. The Kentucky Derby is going on. It's Ryan's birthday. It's Star Wars Day. Star Wars is bad, you guys. I don't know if you know that.
What?
Send all your hate mail to at Showtime Shelves.
In it to win it, motherfuckers. In it to win it.
What are you going to win with that comment? All the hate mail?
All the heat.
I'm heat seeker.
I'm going to be what Roman Reigns should be. A heat seeker.
Hey, you got to give Star Wars a reprieve because Chewbacca died.
No, I don't. If Star Wars was better, Chewbacca wouldn't have died.
Okay. So that brings me to my rant.
All right.
About earlier.
All right. We're off the rails here. Right. Good job, Chad. We're never going to talk about wrestling again.
This is not necessarily wrestling related, but
beat you to death
this
with my lightsaber.
Person that did this would probably do the same thing. So somebody that I know, used to know, posted on Facebook, who cares about the Avengers? It feels like I'm friends with a bunch of 14-year-olds. And I read that, and I thought about it. I said, you know, I usually just tend to just keep scrolling, but I'm like, no, not letting this one go. Like, hey, you know, really, seriously, we all have our interests, you know, whatever. You have some weird interests yourself, grow up. So he sends me back, he goes, oh, okay, whatever, and sends me back a meme of a stupid kid with a stupid face.
stupid kid with a stupid face.
So I'm like, alright, so you live in Grand Rapids, and you're huge fan of the New York Yankees and the Green Bay Packers. Okay. That doesn't really make any sense.
So he's got bad taste in sports teams.
Yep. And I'm like, you know, whatever. I'm like, and I called him a bandwagon fan. He goes, bandwagon? What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, you're right. Neither team has won anything in a while. So then, you know, he's like, okay, fair enough, blah, blah, blah. And then he and his buddies started talking about, you know, all these kids are probably, you know, geeked out over Game of Thrones. And then they also, and I was just waiting for him to mention wrestling, because then I probably would have lit him up even more than I wanted.
Don't talk shit about wrestling to Mo.
Yes.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Again, we all have our interests. This is ours. If you don't like it, fine. We don't care. But But they're talking about, you know, oh yeah, they probably all live in, you know, their mom and dad's basement. Okay, so I did not mention any names, and I will not.
My mom's basement is nice.
This person...
Hey, wrestling stuff's down there.
I know.
This person is married, and he and his wife live with her parents. So he has not a foot to stand on. Not 2 days later, he posted something about, I am so geeked for this. It was a sports card memorabilia show coming up. I decided to just keep scrolling and let it go. Because I had already won that battle by not saying anything.
Exactly. Smallest story, you guys. Star Wars is bad.
Yeah. What's that?
Chad said he wants all the Raw GMs back. Different one every week.
You started this.
Harrison Ford, come on. GMing. We're gonna get Mark Hamill for SmackDown and Harrison Ford.
Mark Hamill is SmackDown GM. I'd watch the shit out of that.
He does it in Joker voice.
He's doing it as Luke Skywalker.
Oh, so he's going to do it acting poorly?
He stands there in a... What?
Chad probably got raped by a Wookiee back in the day, guys. No. He's been to a lot of Comic-Cons. It's not his fault. He's just an idiot.
No, it was worse. It wasn't a Wookiee. It was a group of Ewoks.
Easy, Jar Jar. All right, can we get back to wrestling here, fellas? Before you get beat down by everybody at this table, you're going to get put through the table, really.
Siri, talk shit about Star Wars, Roman's cancer. Well, I'll figure out some other way to get heat. But yeah, continue.
Just making friends,
Well, speaking of the Money in the Bank, who do we have in the Women's Money in the Bank this year?
There we go. There's something to talk about.
Alexa Bliss,
Carmella,
Naomi, Natalya, Dana Brooke, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon,
Mandy. But enough about my dream last
God's
night, you guys.
Greatest.
I've got Alexa winning this thing. Yeah? If anybody's going to take one of the belts off Becky, I think it's going to be Alexa.
I see that.
You're not here for Mandy?
I don't think Mandy's going to win it. I think I'm actually impressed with the heat Mandy can get. Like, she doesn't impress me in the ring. She does seem like...
Did you guys see that?
She's improving definitely on the mic.
Sonya gave her spot to Mandy. Like, Mandy was trying to give her spot to Sonya, and Sonya's like, no, you take it, you earned it. So, and then they hugged it out, which was amazing, which was also in my dream last night. But
I mean, Mandy's definitely not going to win it. As much as I like Ember, she's probably just going to get a cool eclipse spot off of a ladder or something. She's probably not going to win it.
Yeah.
Alexa...
Is Bayley in it?
Bayley isn't it.
Bayley isn't it. I say Bayley is probably the dark horse here in this one. Yep.
I think Bayley has a good shot of winning it, actually.
Dana Brooke is in it for, I don't know, you know I think she's getting a mini push. I think
Who's not in it?
Sasha Banks. Oh, really? Why is that, Chad?
Because she's still at home crying about losing the tag titles in Mania.
Oh, she's shaving somebody's back? Is that what's going on here?
Apparently she went back to her old look, too.
Did she?
Have the pink
I haven't seen that. Is that someone got a picture of her looking like that?
Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like she's still real mad they broke her and Bayley up as a team and gave the Iconics tag champs. By the way, Iconics as tag champs are doing very well.
Iconics.
They're just
the pick that gave me the win at Mania. By the way,
it did.
Choosing the Iconics for the champions.
Well done, sir. Well done.
I bet Vince loves them.
Just fucking posing over here. I fucking love them. They're great.
No, but they're very loved. I feel like whatever kind of heat they've got. Vince's like, they're great. They're iconic.
The only thing that would be better.
Yeah, it's exactly what's going on. It's great.
The only thing that would be better for the Iconics is if they just got to go, like, more off the hip, like they did in NXT, rather than have a bunch of their lines written for them. Because sometimes those don't go over very well. Like, you know, they're just not so natural for them.
Sure. I think we're going to get to the point where that's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
A lot of Sami Zayn stuff he's been saying, which, by the way, Sami Zayn, another thing on WWE television that's actually really good right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Not a whole lot good going on. I think Sami Zayn's meta heel personality is very good.
Yeah,
I guess he's been writing a lot of his own stuff.
That's great.
They basically, especially that
sounds like creative control, Chad. And
no, I'm sure Vince has the final say.
I'm sure he has to run anything through him. But it sounds like, especially that initial promo he came back with. They said write what you want to say, and like we need to sign off on it. But It wasn't hear your lines, memorize them. Right. It's what would you like to say? We'll decide what we'll let you say. But
and it wasn't necessarily giving him a live mic like CM Punk and going, hey.
No, it wasn't like a shoot, but it was. It's so many guys' promos now are here's what you're going to say.
Right.
Yeah. Sammy's was write what you want to say, and we'll figure out how to have you say it. And I think that if everybody starts doing that, guys are going to be able to get over a little easier. Things are going to feel less robotic.
Maybe, maybe not.
You don't think? Why would you think it wouldn't? It
sounds a little chaotic. If everybody's just doing their own thing, you mean things in the 90s
where guys were told what to talk about and they went and talked about it?
Who are you mad at? Oh, hold on a second. I got a little off track here because I got sweaty Cody Goads next to me here.
I smelled him before he walked
in. I'm like, chill out.
Took me 4 miles of running to get here, but I left from here, so I don't think it was very productive.
No, I just think it's good that people are different. Like, everybody just can't be all, like, everybody, if, like, in theory, everybody should be saying they want the title. Period.
But it's not.
You know what I mean? Like, their goal should be the same.
They're not saying where they're going in story. They're saying, we want you to talk about Rey Mysterio. Talk about why you're mad at Samoa Joe. Rather than saying, here are your 2 minutes of dialogue. Talk about why you're mad at Samoa Joe within the story. Come up with your own thing. It feels natural. You want
more of an improv-y feel.
Yeah, it's always been done in wrestling. It's always been done that way. It's never before now been, here are your lines, memorize them. And I think promos have really hurt because of it.
I don't like that. I also don't like that they're reading teleprompters out there.
Are they actually reading prompters out there?
I've seen SmackDowns where I've seen the prompter. Hall of Fame ceremony, they had the prompter, which that I'll give a pass to.
That's something else.
But I've seen...
I didn't know that. Next time you see a teleprompter, point it out to me because I haven't caught that.
That, I feel, is probably the worst thing about it.
That's why guys aren't getting over as well, is because they feel robotic. And then you get a guy like Cena out there, a guy out there like Heyman, guys that have done promo work of their own, and they feel so just leaps and bounds above everybody. Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman out there talking. You saw how below average even like some of the best talkers in WWE are right now, because they're not writing their own lines.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I just get nervous when you give guys like Scott Steiner an open mic, and like that's where I'm like hold on, this shit don't make sense, guys.
Steiner is like bottom bar.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Low hanging fruit.
But also, is Scott Steiner still a draw? Like, I'm not arguing him a hot mic every night. But, like, but Scott Steiner has fucking crossover appeal because he's a whack job. Like, that's. I would rather hear Scott Steiner talk about feuding with Samoa Joe going, he's fat! than, like, hear.
Some
ugly. You don't get it, Paul Heyman. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care. Shut the fuck up. It doesn't sound believable. It isn't entertaining. I'd rather something sound weird than sound robotic. And all fucking promo work sounds robotic right now, except for Sami Zayn.
What does your porn history have to do with this?
What?
No, like,
are we talking about my robot fetish? Because, like, I told you that in confidence. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you also said it in stand-up a lot about the upstairs. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit. I haven't told that joke. I forgot I had that joke.
But, yeah.
That joke's making a comeback. Yeah.
I think letting good performers improv is always a good idea. They usually,
I forgot I told that joke.
You're like, who told you this information? You motherfucker!
Oh wait, I did tell everybody.
It was the guy in the Wolfpack shirt the whole time.
But I mean, look how
I was exposing my own business. It was me. It was me, Austin. It was me the whole time.
I mean, like, take Becky Lynch as another example of how like writing, having a hand in writing your own character can make you like so successful. Because Vince wanted to turn her heel, but they gave Becky a little bit of a say, and she was like, no, I want to go this direction, like, just above board, like, not face, not heel, like, you know, the man character.
Yeah, I'm
and
a
that
big
took
fan
off.
Of that. I'm a big fan of that, yeah.
Like, they just, I think they need to give people more, just a hand in their own creative control.
Becky Lynch, way better on the main roster than NXT.
Yes.
Elias,
leaps and bounds.
Way better on the main roster
than NXT.
Not close.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin, a little bit better on the main roster than NXT.
I think that's just because Vince likes him.
Baron Corbin's great. I don't care what you say.
Baron Corbin was pretty bad in NXT.
Like, I want you guys to notice that it works both ways. Yeah. If guys are taking a shit on the main roster, it's not necessarily Vince's whole fault here. You got to take the opportunity and run with it, period. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of contributors.
I would shave the fuck out of Chad's back if Vince told me to do it on Monday Night Raw. I just wanted to point that out right now.
Vince McMahon, I need a favor.
I'll do it on Monday Night Raw. You think that's a bad gig? I'll take that gig.
Now I finally know how to get you to shave my back.
They'll put you guys in a match. Hair versus back.
Hair.
Or, wow. Surprise, I come in with the
I'm gonna get
NXT
with the
belt
that's
and hit both
happen.
Of you.
That's
and
fine.
Shave your head bald and I'll just, I don't know.
Oh, you don't get it. You don't get spray painted NWO, but you don't get it.
We're freestyling this podcast. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to any of it.
It, it
no,
went, it went
why should we script it?
Ago.
We should just we don't want it to sound robotic. We want it to sound weird. That was Chad's argument. I'm listening.
No, hey.
That's what was the argument.
I generally agree with what Chad has to say, though. I think improvising things is usually better. Good to have a guy.
Wait, hang on. Hey, Chris Grote agrees with me. Guys, we need script writers every single week. I don't want guys talking about how they feel at all.
No, no.
We cannot trust the talent. They're a bunch of dumb wrestlers. We need writers. Jotting everything down.
We need to overproduce this shit.
Jim Cornette, please never listen to this episode of the podcast.
Speaking of Jim Cornette, I've been watching a lot of Dark Side of the Ring lately.
Slow down.
Sorry.
Slow down.
I'm all hyped up. I guess
easy
going fast.
Easy there, Ronda Rousey. Take a breath.
All right, Sonic.
I have seen a lot of Jim Cornette on video and how he has mannerisms and how he projects himself. And Chad is definitely Jim Cornette. Now I can confirm.
it's
not an insult.
Somebody get this man a tan.
Speaking of scripts, though, let's get back to some stuff we had planned to talk about. With the,
Roman Reigns versus Elias. The Miz and Shane McMahon in a steel
the
cage.
Jeff Hardy injury.
Mm. Boo.
No, that was the most interesting thing about SmackDown, because he got hurt where, Robert?
Yeah, he got hurt, I don't know exactly which, he got hurt at a house show is
at
where
a house
the
show.
Injury took place.
Was it an ankle? Or was it a knee? Something like that?
It was something with his leg, yeah. And they're just making it a work with the story that because Lars attacked him, they're trying to put more heat on Lars, where Lars caused the injury, where Jeff's gonna have to be out, and the Hardy Boys have to drop the titles because of it.
I mean, that's pretty typical. Usually if a guy gets hurt just in an accident, find some way to put the heat on.
I like that.
It's definitely a good thing. Like, they gotta try to get more heat on Lars
Lars came out, he smashed Matt. Did he hit Jeff? Jeff went the ring, but did anybody touch him?
Jeff acted like he was gonna hit Lars with the crutch, and then Truth hit him in the back with a chair, so Jeff could bail out.
Yep.
Yeah, Jeff didn't actually take a hit.
Because I saw Jeff lying down on the floor during that segment, which seemed kind of silly.
I don't think he'd know. I know he slid out under the ring
Jeff bailed out after R-Truth came in. Another freak
accident. He might have fallen doing that. I don't remember.
Called.
We were both pretty sleepy at that point.
You guys were on the Stephanie McMahon plan?
What's that?
You guys were on the Stephanie McMahon plan?
No, apparently the Matt Hardy plan at that point. He went down. I don't remember what I saw after that.
I was on the Miz's dad's plan.
Are you at a bar school in Cleveland right now?
Like, don't you put that on me. I would never go to Cleveland.
You're right. Minnesota all the way. We heard him.
I'd rather go to Minnesota than Cleveland.
Get that experience. Man.
Speaking of the Miz's dad, he broke a rib in Mania.
He did?
One of those knees Shane hit him with broke his ribs.
Busted it like a toothpick.
That's why you sign the releases.
Yeah, it was one of those things where...
Don't get in that ring if you don't know what you're doing.
No, because I thought it was interesting they didn't have the Miz... Like, the Miz took a couple... The Miz is also selling his injuries, but Miz is, taking care of his dad. I guess he really was taking care of his dad, because his dad... Got hurt in Mania.
Just like Cody Goats would do if you got a broken rib, right? You're always stepdaddy.
If I broke a rib, you'd take care of me, son?
Oh, yeah. I would nurse you back to health. It's the stepson way. Me and my mother would. Me and my mother.
I've got the heebie-jeebies. The jeebies have the heebies.
You know what, son? I'm going to need you to just rub some dirt in it and walk it off like a man.
Shut up, Robbie.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Can't wait till you go to retirement home and I can steal those belts from you.
Oh, no, I'll be wrestling until I'm old and gray, much like Ric Flair.
Yeah, did they ever announce what they were going to do with the tag team titles?
I actually just got a notification on my phone about what they were planning on doing for it. WWE Crown new tag team champions next week on SmackDown.
Oh, so SmackDown should be better next week.
Probably not, but okay.
It should be. I'm here for new champions and title defenses on these events. I'm over contract signings, like you guys were saying.
Even if you want to put a contract signing during the show with the main event,
don't put it in the main event.
That is a game. Stop
main eventing contract signings. You got
it. Could be open the show with it.
Yeah, no. Like if you have to have a contract signing, there's plenty of places you can put it. Also, every contract signing is exactly the same. Literally, we were watching the contract signing Monday. And I was like, this entire segment's been predictable. The other thing that didn't happen, I thought it was. Was the table get broken, and then immediately the table got broken.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, then everything happened that I knew was going to happen. It's not interesting.
I wasn't able to watch it. Is it two baby faces going against each other? Did somebody
know? Not really. Yeah, it's baby faces. They really haven't. There's no defined heel.
No, it's Seth versus AJ. WWE, I bet you these guys are going to put on like an hour match at Money in the Bank.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be an hour. They'll probably give them at least 30.
I'm betting on an hour. I'm really? Banking on them giving these guys like an in-ring fucking classic. That's the only way that this fucking feud is going to make any sense is if these guys tear it down. And they both can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith in them and their promos against each other, but if they can get it done in the ring, then I'll be here for it.
Yeah.
I want it to be good. I really do. Yep. The one that's telling the story is KO and Kofi. Yeah. We all knew KO was going to turn on him, yeah. But
I didn't expect it to be immediately.
I know, I thought they'd drag it out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But Kevin Owens, he's a natural heel.
It was literally the same thing he did at his first night at NXT.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He just powerbombed somebody on the apron.
Yep.
Made a statement. Ended up getting a title shot out of it.
Nasty looking powerbomb. I mean there's some that he's done where it's like, okay, I bet you that hurt, but this one literally like I think he tried to kill him. I think he pissed him off.
I love the spot. I really do. It's like Randy Orton's punt when he does it. You're like, this is serious business.
Well, that
he doesn't pull it out.
The apron is the hardest part of the ring.
Who told you that?
I think Meltzer might have said it one time.
Dude, you are just trying to get all the heat.
That should bring back the punt.
You won't stop today.
Sorry, I'm just
you're just a wealth of knowledge.
Speaking of SmackDown, I heard that Daniel Bryan is cleared again.
Is he cleared?
Yeah.
I need a few.
Yes! Yes! Yeah! Yes!
The guest movement's dead. It's the new Daniel Bryan.
I will. Yeah.
Fickle!
It's fun.
Yeah, he's clear to go. I think what it was is he had some kind of injury, and my guess is every time Brian gets hurt, they will treat him like you're off until you're perfectly fine because we're not toying with this.
We're gonna put you in a hyperbaric
chamber. Yeah, they're gonna let him do it.
He lived in his bubble. He was fine.
they're gonna let Brian wrestle as Brian, but when he needs to not be wrestling, they're not even gonna let him anywhere near it because they don't want to risk it. Which seems like a smart way to do it.
No, if you want to make Daniel Bryan have part-time schedule, that's perfectly fine.
I really think he could. Honestly, he maybe have between
people love to have between, Daniel Bryan every week, but they don't need him
between his injury history and hey, having a baby at home. Yeah, have him wrestle for 3 months and give him a month off. I think.
Yeah. Well, I
think it's very fair.
I could see them doing that with The Miz here too.
Miz deserves a fucking vacation.
I hate babyface Miz. By the way,
do you really?
I'm not. I don't like it at all.
Did you like it even? When the heat of like his dad thing was going on, when The Miz was all fired about that, did you like that at all? I think it's weird. We've got. I don't mind face Miz. I think face Miz that's beating people in 3-on-1 handicap matches is odd. That's a continuity.
That's kind of a continuity issue.
Miz can be a face. Superhero face Miz, where he's like pulling Cena level shit.
He's being Super Miz.
The Miz made Super Miz heel.
He can be a face doing like, that shit.
He could be a Ric Flair face.
He can still do the low blows and the sneaky shit. like Ms. Dow, that stuff.
But like he's like avoiding conflict as
or even
deal, now he's like, I'll take all three of these monsters.
Yeah, or even just he's throwing out challenges. It's like, what are you doing, Miz? That's not
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's a continuity thing. WWE has long disrespected continuity.
I know.
It's the other thing is, no one remembers that.
I do. I have DVDs yeah. for days. I know. We've been through them. I'm pretty fucking dope, by the way.
I can attest.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen them.
I've seen them. So, is that going to bring us to final thoughts here, fellas?
Sure will.
All right.
I'll go first.
Final thoughts, Showtime Schultz.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I have but a few things to say. One, I need to know better. That's still true. Two, happy May the 4th, everyone. Star Wars is still bad. Have a good night.
Yeah, you better walk away.
Don't give them any attention. Yeah. Anyways, final thoughts, Robert. Let's move on with the show.
Yeah, really, I just hope the product gets a little better, at least better than this past week, because it was just such a dream. I mean, it's
wasn't
so
great.
Bad. Like,
it wasn't
I hardly remember anything.
No, same. And I normally have that issue, but yeah. like...
For different reasons.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. It just kind of feels like the product's just in a weird place right now.
Yeah.
Like, after the shakeup and after Mania... Just nobody's exactly sure of a long-term direction right now.
Hmm. You think that's true? You think that's true? You don't think they have a long-term direction for Roman? You don't think they've always had
a long-term
direction. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's
guys they've always
there.
Had a long-term direction for Roman.
Yeah,
that's a singular
guy. That's the guy. That
and
is
you know
the long-term
is
direction.
Every time.
He
so
is the new
we'll
John
see.
Cena. He just is. As far as... The place in the company where he's at.
It's so weird, though, because John Cena couldn't wrestle, as far as I'm concerned. I hated watching Cena's matches. Anything else Cena did, he was entertaining, at least.
One of the best moments of Mania was Thuganomics.
Yeah, even if you hated the guy, like he at least held your attention. With Roman, it's like, just shut up and fight somebody. That's what I want to see. I want to see him smash people. Yep. Like I want to see him and Lars face to face, and I want Roman to run Lars over. That's what I want. That's what should happen. But
I want him to start coming through the crowd again.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, is that all? You good? You got any final thoughts? All right, final thoughts, Jared Moe, baby.
TikTok. TikTok coming for my belt.
It's gonna be a long and fortuitous title reign.
Okay, it's gonna be like a Batista powerbombing Triple H through a table at a contract signing.
What's one thing that Batista's never done? Oh yeah, beat Triple H.
I
think you
got
that wrong.
It's backwards.
You have that wrong.
Triple H has never beat Batista.
Triple H. Batista has a 3-1.
Oh yeah.
Record.
Well, you know what?
Triple H.
It's gonna be like at Mania.
Well, Triple
are
H beat him.
Triple
H beat him this year.
Yeah,
beat him this year.
Triple H won at Mania.
He's still wrestling. I understand what you're saying. We're so far off the rails, you guys. We don't even remember any kind of score at all.
No.
But
I'm looking forward to Money in the Bank. I think it's gonna be fun. I think we got a good men's and women's ladder match. I'm anxious to see what they do with Becky. I do think that she should keep both titles for a minute. You know, we got Roman Reigns versus Elias. Roman Reigns is just going to cut Elias in half. I do think that... Wait, is Lars Sullivan in the men's match?
No.
No.
He was originally.
Was he?
Yes.
Was he? Okay, that was never...
I was looking at it. I do have one more thought about my title reign. It is going to be iconic.
Oh, nice. Well done. Moe's just staring him down. Just absolutely staring him down.
You're gonna have your iconic title reign.
They look good on you, bud. He's juggling titles right now. That's how much hardware he has.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. That's tomorrow. Starting a day early.
Viva Cuervo. Yeah, drunk Mo is best, Mo.
I'm not drunk.
Oh, that's fair.
Not yet.
Get him a Four Loko.
No.
Does that just leave me here? My final thoughts?
Yep.
My final thoughts are, take it back. I will not shave Chad's back on Monday Night Raw for that May the 4th comment. I'll never invite him over here on May the 4th ever again for that shit. I'm a Jedi. I have lightsabers upstairs. There's a Millennium Falcon up there. Rest in peace, Chewbacca. All that. And I am Trebuchet. And we'll be back next time. We're going to keep making them. Keep listening to them, guys.
You really Trebuchet.
Orale!
I will never shave your back.